Are the National Guard units really ready for this? They are not, says one retired general in an opinion column in the Washington Times. They don't have the equipment they need. Among the National Guard units to be redeployed is Oklahoma's 45th Infantry Brigade. I spoke earlier with Oklahoma's Adjutant General Bud Wyatt and asked how prepared this brigade is to go back.
At the present time, personnel-wise, we're in great shape. We're 100% manned in the 45th. Some of those, obviously, are new recruits who will need to go through some training. But personnel-wise, we're in pretty good shape. Equipment, we're not ready with equipment. A lot of our equipment has been cross-leveled to other units who are in combat. They have priority, and they should have priority. But with the alert order that we received this past Friday, resources should begin to flow from the Army that will take care of our equipping problems, and we think in sufficient time to allow us to use that equipment to train and be prepared and ready to go when we're called upon.
So you've been lending your equipment to units that are in combat in Iraq because they need it, and of course they'd have higher priority call for it.
That's exactly right.
What kinds of things are we talking about?
Anything from something as basic as M4 carbines, night vision goggles, some of our Humvees, trucks, trailers, just about every type of equipment. Some of it in greater numbers than others, but now that we have received the alert order that we'll be mobilized, we're one of those units that will enjoy some of that priority that will now cause equipment and resources to start flowing to the 45th.
When the Army began speaking to you about mobilizing this brigade, did you say, look, we're short of equipment, we're not ready to go at this point?
You bet. I've been raising my hand and making that point all along the way, and I think it's been heard. But it's a situation that's not uncommon. You know, if you go back to World War II days, the 45th trained with wooden rifles because there weren't enough to go around. They used Jeeps with tank written on the side of them to simulate tanks. So the Guard has never been equipped 100%, and it's something that we've learned to live with. We don't like it. We'd obviously like to be fully equipped and fully manned. We've got the manning part taken care of, but just not enough equipment to go around at this point in time. But we'll get it in time to do the training, and that's a promise that the Army's made, and we're going to hold them to their promise.
We've referred to a op-ed piece by Major General Robert Scales, retired former commander of the Army War College, writing yesterday in the papers saying that no combat brigade based in the United States is ready to go into combat now because of the pressures of rotation. People just aren't ready to go.
I respect Major General Scales and his opinion. And, you know, if you're talking about equipment, he's right. We're not ready to go because we've got equipment shortages. But if he's talking about the soldiers of the 45th, he's wrong, because we are 100% manned. We do have combat veterans within our formations. The morale and the attitude of the soldiers continues to be amazing. As far as, you know, is the general right or wrong, I think he's probably right when you talk about equipping. I think he's wrong if he's talking about the personnel piece. I will admit that there are some of our younger soldiers who are just now coming out of basic training, some of them advanced training, that will need a little more training before we get on the plane, but they'll be ready.
General, you say morale's good, but this has got to be pretty tough on people.
Oh, I didn't say it wasn't tough. I mean, it is tough, but you got to be a Thunderbird to really appreciate the morale and the esprit de corps that our folks have, and the esprit de corps extends not just to the soldiers, but also to their families. I understand the repeated rotations are tough on families, and I don't deny that. It's also tough on the employers, but we have some great patriotic employers here in Oklahoma, too, and they're sticking with us, and I trust that they will in the future, and we'll continue to do this as long as we're called upon to do it.
Major General Bud Wyatt, the Oklahoma 45th Infantry Brigade will be returning to Iraq in January. General, thank you.
You bet, sir.
Good luck to your troops.
Thank you.